Baba Basra daf samaches amud beis. Elo leman de Omar. But according to the one who holds, that is the people of Babel, who hold that Santer means Bar Machva Niso, that is the servant who is in charge of the field. How will we explain the disagreement of the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel? Can we possibly say that Omar Tanakhama, the Tanakhama said that only Ginun Yoso, the gardens are sold with it and not the field? Umahadar Lay, and Rav Shimon Gamliel responds to him that also Bar Machvanisa, that also with the city is also sold to Bar Machvanisa. And he didn't mention that also the fields themselves are sold with the city. But it would seem that Rav Shimon Gamliel should have explained first that he disagrees with the Tanakhama himself, and he holds that the fields are included in the sale. And then to add that also the Santer, which is the slave, who is included in the sale. So therefore we have to say that Santer means field. And this is what Rav Shimon Gamliel is responding to him, that not just the ginois, not just the gardens are sold, like the words Tanakhama, but also the fields. And then the Gemara pushes off the evidence and says and explains, Mi Sovret, do you then think to explain my Shlochim Ginnun Yoso, that the meaning of the word Shlochim is gardens, and therefore you prove that Santer means field? No, it's not, the interpretation is not so. My Shlochim Bagi, Shlochim means fields. And they're called Shlochim because they need the rain, which uses this Loshin, the Ksiv, and the Yiv Heyud, Perikibas Yud, Vishaleach, Mayim Apnei Chutzis. So that's why it's called Shlochim. And the Tanakhama holds that since the fields are permanent in the city, they're sold with it. Avo Bar Machvo Niso, but the slave who is appointed over the field, Loim Yizdabin, is not sold with it because he is not permanent in this place like ground, like the ground. V'also Rabban Shimon Gamliel, and then Rabban Shimon Gamliel comes to disagree, u'lemeimer to say, dafilu bar machvanisa, that even a bar machvanisa, which is not permanent like the karka, nami mizdabin, is also sold with the city. The Gemara brings a proof from the Braise that a santer is the slave who is appointed for the field. So the Gemara, Toshma, come and listen. From the fact that we learned that Yehuda says, one who sells a city, Santer Eine Mocher, is not sold with it. However, Ankulmus, that's the scribe of the king who is appointed to write the number of the houses and the fields and the people for the purpose of collecting tax, Mocher is sold with it. So the Gemara thinks to explain, my love, does it then not make sense to say, Middi an kulmus gabra, since an kulmus is a person, because he is the scribe of the king, so santer, which is learned in a continuation, nami gabra, is also a person and not a field, and therefore this would tell us that a santer is a bar machvunisa. And the Gemara answers, no. Midi iria, is this then a proof? In other words, that Santer and Ulkilmus are written together in the words of Rabbi Yehuda, does that then obligate us to say that they're the same, that they're both a person? But it's possible, Hokidi Yisav, everything is explained for its own self, and Kulmus can mean a person, and a Santer can mean field. So the Gemara asks, Umi Motis Omros Hoche, and are you then able to explain that the Santer that it's learned in the Sefta means fields, and with regards to them, Rabbi Yehuda says that they're not sold with the city. Vaketoni is sefer, but it's written in the sefer of that tisefta. Avaloi shioreo, but he did not sell with the field shioreo, as we'll explain later on the Gemara. Veloi b'noisel, and not her villages that are close to here. Veloi chayroshin hamuktsimlo, and not those forests that are close to the city and open to it, and they are designated for the use of the people of the city. Veloi ki chorin, and not the cages shel chayev, shel loifes, shel dogim of the animals, of the birds and fish. Ve'amrinon, and we said the people of the yeshiva explained, my shiyoreho, what does it mean the shiyoreho of the city that are not included in the sale of the city? Bizlei, That means bizlei. What is my bizlei? What is his bizlei? Omar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba said, piske bagi. That's portions of the valley, of a great valley that's close to the city, that is somewhat separated because of a stone that is between them. So it turns out that they are distant from the city more than the other fields. So the Gemara learns out, so it's mashed from the Tesefta that it's only piske bagi. It's only the sections of the valley that were separated by the stone. Who the lemizdabne? They are the ones that are not included in the sale because they're somewhat distant from the city. Ha bagi atzmon mizdabne, but the fields themselves that are close to the cities will be sold with the city. So how could we say that what we learned in the Reisha, that a santer is not sold according to the Yehuda? It means the bagi, because we're saying now from the safe it's mashma that bagi are sold. The Gemara answers epach, that we have to turn around the version in the beginning of the Sefta, and we have to learn Rabbi Yehuda Omer santer machur and al kulmus eine machur. Rabbi Yehuda learns that a santer is sold and al kulmus is not sold. According to this, we can explain that santer means actually the bagi, which is the fields that are close to the city, and they are sold together. And that's why we learn in the Seifa that only Shiareha, which is the Piske Bagi, were as distant from the city, they are not sold. Now, since according to the ones that hold that Santer means Bagi, means a field, we needed to switch around the version of the Tesefta. So it turns out that Rabbi Yehuda and the Tesefta holds, like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah, that the santer is sold together with the city. So the Gemara asks, "Umi motzis amris?" And are you then able to say that Rabbi Yehuda ki Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel svirelei, that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that a santer is sold together with the city? V'ho Rabbi Yehuda ki Rabbanan svirelei, but from the words of Rabbi Yehuda in the continuation of the Tesefta, it's explained that he holds like the Rabbanon, who disagree on Rav Shimon Gamliel with regards to the sale of a city. The Katan even Sefer, because we learn in the Sefer the Tesefta that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if he says the city and everything that's within it is sold, he also includes all those items that were mentioned in the beginning. Avaloi, but he did not include Shioreha V'loi Menaseha, not the villages that are around the city. So not the Shira. Vilu Rav Shimon Gamliel, but Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't hold so because he says Ha'amar, because he says that Mochar Esa'ir Mochar B'nei Se'o, that if you sell the city, you also sold the villages. The Tanya, because you learned in the Braisa, Mochar Esa'ir, one who sells the city, Loi Mochar Es B'nei Se'o, the villages were not, the daughters, the villages were not sold with it. Shimon Gamliel Eimer Mochar Esa'ir Mochar B'nei Se'o, Shimon Gamliel Eimer holds that he does sell the villages. So it turns out that Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Rabbanon and not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara answers, yes. Let there be that there's evidence from the Sefer that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel with regards to Bnei Se'o, with regards to the villages. But we don't have evidence that they're also disagreeing in the Reisha with regards to Santer. But Rabbi Yehuda Sovarle Kavosei, Rabbi Yehuda holds like him Bechado, in one din, which is in the din of the Reisha, that the santer is included in the sale of the city. Poligalei Bechado, and he argues with him one din, in the Sefer with regards to Bnei Se'o, regards to the villages. We learned in the Sefer that was brought before, Veloi, that it's not included in the sale of the city, Kichorin Shel Chaya V'Sheloifiz V'Shel Dogim. The Bivorim Shel Chayas V'Sheloifiz V'Shel Dogim, the traps of the Chaya and Eifiz Dogim. So the Gemara asked a contradiction from another Braisa. Uriminu, I'll ask you a question. We learned in a Braisa, Ho Yeloi Lo Bonois, if the city has daughters, which means it has villages that are close to it, Eimi Nukoris Imo, they're not sold with it. Since they're not connected to the city, and they're not called like the name of the city. But if Ho Yeloi Chelek Echa Bayam,
But if the city itself has one portion that is settled in the Yam, in the water that is connected with it, and the name is like the name of the city, one section of it is in the dry land, or another situation that the city had one portion of it that it's not actually connected with it, but it's called by the name of the city, or it was close to the city, these bivarim, these cages of shel chayim, shel oifis, shel dogim, of the animals, the birds, and these pools for the fish, hare'elunim korimimo. So they are sold with it. So how did we learn before in the Tisefta that these bivarim are not sold with the city? The Gemara answer is Kasha. This isn't the Kasha. Ha! This that we learn in the Braise, that also the bivarim are sold with it, it's talking a situation, the Nagiach Ko'ihi Legoi, that the opening of these bivarim, of these cages, is facing the inside, towards the side of the city. And that's why they're sold with it. The Ha! But this that we learn in the Tisefta, that they're not sold with the city, is talking in a situation, the Nagiach Ko'ihi Lebar, that their opening of these bivarim is facing the outside, and therefore they're not sold with it. So the Gemara asks, how can we possibly say that the Tisefta is answered that the opening of the Bibarim is towards the outside and not towards the city, and that's why they're not sold? Vokotoni, but in the same Tisefta we learned, the Loyas Chayishma Muktzimlo, and he did not include in the sale the Chayishma Muktzimlo, meaning those forests that are close to the city and they're open towards the side of the city. So here we see that even in a way that it opened towards the city, they're still not sold. And the Gemara says, Eima, that you have to learn in the Tisefta, Hamuktzim Heimeno, they are separated from it, and not Muktzim Lo, which means that the openings of those forests are actually facing towards the outside. And that's why they're not sold together with the city. The next Mishnah. The Mishnah now explains what's included in the sale of the field when the seller did not specify which item he's including in the sale. Hamavicheres saw the one who sells the field, and he didn't explain what he included with the sale. Mochar es ha avonim, he sold with it the rocks that's in the field. Shehem litzorko, they are designated for the use of the field. And the Gemara will explain what is their use. And although they are movables, but nevertheless, since they are set for the use of the field, and you don't move them from the field ever, they are considered like connected to the ground. And also included in the sale is the sticks that are in the orchard, that are for the need of the orchard, as will be explained in the Gemara. And the grain that is connected, attached to the ground. And the chitzas akonim, there's a lot of konim that grow in one bunch, shehi psucha bebeis reiva, that the area where they grow in the ground is less than a beis reiva. That, in other words, you can sow there less than a quarter of a kav of grain. Since it's such a small area, it's secondary, it's bottled to the field. And also he included the hut that the guard watches from there. He uses that as his hut. That is not made with mortar. Since the walls are not plastered with mortar, it's not important and it's secondary to the field. And the tree, the carob tree, which is not murkav, which means he's still young and they have not grafted a branch from another kind. There's Besula Sashikma, and the Shikma tree, a young Shikma tree, that has not yet had its branches cut. So since, while they're still young, they're not important, and they don't have a name by themselves, they are sold together with the field, just like all the other trees that are sold with the field. Avaloi Mochar, but he didn't sell with the field, Loya Sa'avonim, not the stones that are in it, She'enam Lutzarka, which are not designated for the use of the field, and also not the sticks that are in the orchard that are not for its use, and not the grain which has been detached from the ground. And the reason in all these is, since they're movable and they're not permanent for the use, they're not set for the use of the field, and they don't field doesn't need them, therefore they're not considered part of it. And the Mishnah adds, however, Bizman Shomerle, the seller tells him, he v'chol mashi betoicha, the field and everything that's in it is sold to you, harekulu mechurim, then they're all sold. Even those movable items that are learned before are sold, because he specified that he sells them everything that's inside. But in any event, benkach or benkach, whether he told him the field and everything that's in it, and when he didn't say it, still lo mochar, he didn't sell together with it, lo yes chitzas akonim, not the chitzas akonim that grow in the ground, she base reva, in an area that you can grow in it, a reva, of a calf of grain. Lo yes hashemera, and not the hut of the guards, she asuya betit, which is made, and you have plastered it with the mortar, the lo yes hacharuv amurkov, and not the choruv, the carob tree, which is old, and you've already grafted it with another branch of another tree, v'lo yes sadan hashikma, and not the shikma tree that has become old and has grown a lot, and they've cut down the branches, and there's new branches out there, because all these are considered important, they have a name by themselves, and therefore they're considered like a different field, and they're not included in what we said, he v'chol ma'asheh b'toichem.